Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good day to you, and welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 17th of July, 2022. Delighted to have you joining us on the airwaves of CJMQ from wherever you are. Some of you find yourselves in the eastern townships of the province of Quebec, and others are further afield. Through our St. Andrew's Church website, you can find out how to join us online through our YouTube or Facebook pages. And of course, you'd be most welcome at our worship at St. Andrew's Presbyterian on Sunday mornings at 10:30. Our opening psalm this morning is from Psalm 15. Lord, who may dwell in your sacred tent? Who may live on your holy mountain? The one whose walk is blameless, who does what is righteous, who speaks the truth from their heart, whose tongue utters no slander, who does no wrong to a neighbour and casts no slur on others, who despises a vile person but honours those who fear the Lord, who keeps an oath even when it hurts and does not change their mind, who lends money to the poor without interest, who does not accept a bribe against the innocent. Whoever does these things will never be shaken.
Oh,
we draw near to God in prayer. God of majesty and mystery, your love and purpose embrace the whole world. You set us in a planet of beauty and bounty, and invite us to meet you in the midst of its wonders. You call us to love each other in the example of Jesus, and to make your world a place of justice and compassion. In this time of worship, send us your spirit of wisdom and grace, that we can live out the praise on our lips in our day-to-day living, which we offer to you, our one and only God. We acknowledge that we're not worthy to enter into your presence. When we hear the standards of your word set before us, we know that we fail and fall short. This we know because you sent your Son Jesus to be our Saviour, to die on the cross and to rise again, to bring us to yourself. We confess we sometimes try to push you away. We cling to what we think and resist your challenge to open our lives to others. We limit your generosity, convinced we can't give any more. Forgive us, Lord Jesus, when we turn away from the example you set for us. Hear the good news. Who is in a position to condemn? Only Christ. And Christ died for us. Christ rose for us. Christ reigns in power for us. Christ prays for us. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven and set free by God's generous grace. Amen. Following stories from Luke's Gospel in these days. Last week we had a passage from Luke 10, a story of the Good Samaritan. And directly after that story, in Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, we have the following. Now it happened as they went that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Therefore tell her to help me. And Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part, which will not be taken away from her.
reason to doubt. He's been so near me every step of the way, and he will surely lead his children on out.
I believe in Jesus and in his plan, just as sure as I've seen this song. And I know that he holds my future right in his plan. So why should I worry or fret?
Why should I worry or fret?
Why should I worry or fret?
Martha and Mary, along with Lazarus, are close friends of Jesus. Their home is a place often visited by Jesus. And Luke tells us in chapter 10, verse 38, that Martha opened her home, and it speaks of hospitality and service and welcome. But Luke goes on to point out that her sister Mary sat down at the feet of Christ to listen to what Jesus was saying and teaching. By sitting at his feet, Mary is assuming the role of a disciple. We might think nothing of that, but such an action was socially unacceptable in its day for a woman. And all the while, Martha has been doing what was socially acceptable and expected of her, preparing the meal for her guests, being of service. Yet look at what is said of Martha. Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. Well, I mean, if you're cooking dinner, you usually focus on what has to be done right. But she got so preoccupied with all the preparations, she forgot to be like Mary, to be where Mary was, sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha's sense of duty, her sense of what others expected and what others would think of her, made her stay in the kitchen. I just wonder if she was constantly nipping in and out of the kitchen, trying to hear what Jesus was saying, and all the time her frustration levels just grew and grew until she finally let it all out. Lord, don't you care? Don't you care how busy I am with all these preparations? Don't you care how active I am in the family and the household? Don't you care about the home baking I've been doing for the church sale? Don't you care that I've done the soup for the night shelter? Don't you know the home delivery of meals that I've done? Don't you care? The voluntary work of so many of our organisations, both in church and community, depend on the voluntary effort of so many people. Often those folks aren't noticed, or they are unappreciated. And there are so many, dare we say, good Samaritans around who do good things. Often they do so with no expectation of reward. Doing something good is often, and sometimes has to be, a reward in itself. And if this is you, I say thank you. Thank you for every active citizen. Thank you for each one of you that makes the refugee welcome, that staffs the charity shop, that does the hospital run, that does the home bakes. Thank you. But let me ask you a question. Are you a Mary or a Martha? Marthas are doers, and everyone and every organisation and every church needs doers, and we rightly honour you except for one thing. You won't find it in the dictionary, but perhaps there's an affliction called the Martha syndrome. You want everyone to know how much work you've been doing while others sit and listen. You won't let anyone else help, and then you complain, maybe not out loud, but you complain in your spirit, Lord, don't you care that so-and-so has left me to do it all again? There's nothing wrong with being a doer, except when it keeps you from the feet of Christ, and when it leads you to resentment and anger at other people. Jesus goes on to point out to Martha how she's allowed her heart to be distracted by many things. He tells her she is worried and upset by many things. It's a phrase similar to the one Christ used when speaking about the seed falling on thorny soil, and when it grew, the thorns and weeds, the worries and upsets of this world, choked it and it died. Jesus says the same thing to Martha. Martha, don't allow the worries and upsets of this world to choke the seed of life in your life. If you are a doer today, if you are a Martha today, if today you're so busy you can't get out to church, ask yourself, have I made room for the one thing needful? It may be that you have caring responsibilities in your household and your family, that so many other people rely on you this day. But what is it that keeps you distracted from sitting at the feet of Jesus? What is it that keeps you away from the tangible sense of presence? What keeps your hands so busy they cannot be folded in prayer? How easily we can find ourselves in Martha's shoes when we really ought to be in Mary's shoes. How often we find ourselves distracted, worried and upset by many things and neglect the better thing. Is that true for you this morning? Do you find yourself distracted in your heart? You want to be at the feet of Christ listening to his word, but you're distracted, living up to the expectations of others around you. As we read the Bible at home and listen to this radio broadcast, is it because we have to do service in loving ways for someone else, perhaps including caring responsibilities for others in our household? Well, that's appreciated, and we celebrate that. But you will be a better carer, a better Martha, if you take the time to be a Mary and sit at the feet of Jesus.
Take my love and send my grace, let them fall. Christ my Savior, face to face, what will it be? When with rapture I behold him, Jesus Christ, who died for me.
Face to face I shall behold.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.